The British Antarctic Survey is a long-term research project based in Antarctica. Three teams of scientists and other staff live there and study the environment of this extreme landscape. But life there is not easy. It takes a certain type of person to be able to live in these difficult surroundings, and special types of building are necessary as well. A completely new building has been designed and was delivered to the Antarctic in February 2013. The designers hope it will make life there easier and better than ever before. The new building is called Halley 6 and is actually made up of 8 smaller buildings called modules. Like the previous research station, Halley 5, these modules stand on huge legs. This is so that they are above the ice and don't get buried by snow. However, the problem with Halley 5 was that the buildings couldn't be moved. The Antarctic ice broke up and moved, and as a result, the research station was in danger. For this reason, the legs of Halley 6 have been fitted with skis, so that if it is necessary, the whole building can be moved away from the edge of the ice. The building's design is very futuristic, and it looks like something from another planet. So what's it like living and working in Halley 6? Well, in the summer, when there's up to 24-hour daylight, a team of over 50 people can live there. In winter, however, the temperature can get as low as minus 56 degrees Celsius, and for 3 months, Antarctica is in darkness, not just all night, but also all day. This is very hard for people to get used to, and so only 16 people live at the center throughout these months. There are engineers, an electrician, a doctor, and even a chef, not just scientists. Halley 6 has been designed to make life as comfortable as possible for its staff, though. As well as laboratories, it contains sleeping areas, bathrooms, a kitchen, and there is also a large living and eating area in the middle module of the research station. This is where the team can get together to chat, listen to music, read, play games, and generally relax, all in a comfortable and modern setting. It's very different from the first Antarctic expeditions of 100 years earlier, where home was basically a wooden hut.